The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Welcome to Porch Talk on WWER. My name is Ted Tate, and finally, once again, we are back on the porch. We're on my front porch today, here on Madison Street. And today, visiting the porch is Robin Schick. Welcome.
Hi, nice to see you.
You too. We're sitting 6 feet apart, but we're outdoors, so that helps with everything. And we've got a beautiful spring day finally here, and we're had to enjoy the benefits of the porch. Glad to be back outside for a change. Aren't you?
Oh my gosh, so glad to have warm weather. I need that, you know? Yeah. Best time in Colonial Beach is June, and just the summer starting and the beach getting full and people coming into town and sitting on your front porch and enjoying it.
Now, you just told me before we started the recording, that's one of your favorite things is to sit on your front porch.
It is. Oh, I live on Hamilton Street, and I have a large front porch because it's the old orphanage from Alexander Graham Bell's father's built
really?
The home. Yep, as a boys' home for sick children. And so it was a dormitory at one time and part of a large complex to take care of kids. So it has a pretty amazing front porch on it. And we sit out there every night and just relax and kind of decompress from the day and listen to music, you know. And we have a quiet street, so we don't have quite as much activity as you get to see. But I enjoy it.
And so do you know when the house was built?
It was built in the early 1900s, I think 1906.
Okay.
Date.
Wow.
And we have photos in the front foyer of the house when you open the door of the original buildings and some articles have been written about the house. And
that's very cool.
Yeah. It's
this house that we're at now was built in 1937, and we have some of the, we researched some of the documentation about it. It was fun to do. And just recently, there's a Facebook group of like old time Colonial Beach people post pictures and stuff, and a woman posted pictures of this house from like the early days when it was, I guess, in the 1940s or something like that. And it was just fascinating to see some of the stuff that people still have. This is a woman who doesn't live here anymore. She's out in Vegas, but here she is posting on this Facebook group pictures of my house as it was, you know, a long time ago. So it's great that you've got stuff like that for your house.
Oh, yeah, I really appreciate that about the house. And, I mean, I've lived a few different places here in Colonial Beach growing up here. And I grew up at Dockside, so I grew up in an oyster house. I mean, that's what that originally was.
Was it? Okay.
And so I grew up on the second floor of that, where we have an apartment-style living above the restaurant. And so I think that historic nature of living in a historic home that maybe is quirky and isn't level or has its issues or whatever, that appeals to me in some way, you know.
Cool.
All that character.
Well, I'll back up a little bit. You're actually from Colonial Beach, aren't you, originally?
I am. I guess I born and came home from the hospital to Placid Bay, right outside of town limits, and then lived in Uptide, and then by the time I was in middle school, lived above Dockside, down in...
So the whole family lived there?
Mm-hmm. Yep, me and my sister, and my mom and dad.
And were they running the... Well, it wasn't a marina yet, was
it? It was a marina, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a marina. Growing up, I grew up on the dock, literally right there amidst everything. Bands at night and... crabbers during the morning and sailboats clanking and
not a lot of sleep.
I enjoyed it. I mean, I think as a kid I absorbed it.
Yeah.
Was like just fascinating to always have something going on and know everybody and just be a part of it. And boating, that, you know, is how boating came into my life very early. And I just enjoy being by the water and living in a water-based town, and for all those reasons.
Yeah, I see you're wearing the anchor earrings there. Very nice. And
yeah, I think I got these at the Boardwalk Art Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. And so you're an avid boater. Yesterday and today are both gorgeous days, but we took you away from the boat today. What kind of a boat do you have?
I have a 27-foot center console Grady White, which is a fishing boat. But it's a really versatile boat for the Potomac because it has a deep keel and a high gunwale and a decently powered engine on the back. It can take some weather if it needs to and can get you to Shark's Tooth or Cobb Island or up the river, down the river, wherever you need to go.
And pretty quickly, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, fairly decently. It's not certainly not the fastest or the fanciest thing in the world, but I also have a pontoon boat that I designed and built a tiny house on.
Oh.
And I did that in my driveway. I stripped
That's
down.
The one I've seen there at Dockside.
Yeah, it's called the Otter House because it had otters living on it. When I bought the thing, I bought it used, and it was just a total piece of crap from Lake Anna. And it had had a family of otters living on the boat, and it was full of shucked clam shells on the back and otter debris and everything all over the seats, and it was just kind of a mess of a thing.
And you bought this from somebody?
I mean,
you paid money for it?
I think I paid like $500 for it or something. I don't know. I can't remember what I paid for it, but it was really, you know, because it wasn't really in any kind of good condition.
Right.
But it floated.
Okay.
So
that was your criteria?
That was my criteria. And I took everything off of it in my driveway at 4th Street. I lived on 4th Street at the time. Also has a great front porch, by the way. That's a Craftsman style 1940s
really?
Home, similar to yours.
Okay.
Brick pillars and stuff, so kind of cool.
I'll have
house.
To look for it.
So that my driveway there, I stripped it down, and my granddad is a builder. Well, was a builder his whole life, and he would just sit over there and be my foreman and tell me what to do, just boss me around. I had some great help from friends and different people in the community helped me. I mean, with it, and it's solar powered. Off the grid boat that I rent on Airbnb, so people
and you
come
designed
and
it yourself.
I did, yeah, I did.
So you're as I understand it, that's your profession. You are an architect.
So yeah, I design residential only. I'm not stamped for commercial. I just do residential, but I do additions, new homes, and remodels, and I've done a lot of houses here in Colonial Beach. I think I'm over almost at 200 homes now.
Wow.
In my business, so, yeah.
And this tiny home, so now you rent it out as a Airbnb thing. Has that been successful? I mean, it's kind of that's a niche market if I ever heard of one.
It is a very unique thing. And if you haven't seen it sitting down at Dockside, you know, you can see it from the parking lot because I park it right up front, right by the boat ramp. And it attracts very interesting people. And it's one of my favorite things, actually, because I get to kind of promote Colonial Beach to these interesting people. And they love it here because Colonial Beach is interesting and they're interesting. And it's just kind of a cool thing to get to know some people and meet people that you never would have ever, you know.
And Colonial Beach does have that sort of unique style that it attracts interesting people, I think.
That it does. That it does. Yeah. The Otter House is so small, though, that you really can't have to come and it's just a place to stay.
Right.
You need to get out and explore, you know? And so that's one of the things I think in hospitality here in Colonial Beach that we deal with is, you know, kind of getting that to our clientele. Like, okay, you've came here, and now here's this cool thing you're going to go do, but there's all these other great things to go do outside, and we have so much in this area. I mean, the Northern Neck is just...
You're not going to sit in the tiny house and watch TV, are you?
Well, there is a TV, but I hope you don't. I hope that's not what you do. Yes, I have two captain's chairs that ride on the front of the boat, and I provide fishing rods in the vessel has a fishing license on it. And, you know, just sitting out there and like we do on our front porch, sitting on the front porch of the Otter House is like sort of the best part of it. People walk by the dock and you meet friends and, you know, you go to dockside or high tides or just, you know, the brewery or the winery in town. And
then when you're all done, people. You've got a great view. I mean, you're looking out over Monroe Bay.
You can't beat it. Yeah. You can't beat it.
Yeah. I hear, I guess everybody's using their front porch today. I hear a lot of activity along the street today, which is nice to hear finally after a long wait.
Sure. I miss seeing people. You know,
it's tough, isn't it? I mean, we've all, you know, I think people underestimate what social creatures people are and how we thrive and we depend on our interaction with other people. And when we have an event like COVID, that it suddenly reminds you of, wait, I can't do those things. You can't. I think one of the things is that I miss is just being able to walk up to people and hug.
Yeah.
It's such a little thing, but I'm like, you know, I really miss that. You
sure.
know.
Even the handshake.
Yeah.
Even that connection. Even that level of closeness. I certainly miss. And you know, we just this weekend was supposed to be our 9th annual Save the Bay Day, where we go out, we organize a cleanup, and we have normally about 150 volunteers that pick up trash on the beach and stuff, and then we kind of reconvene at the end and talk about what we found, and you know, talk about the, you know, kind of importance of maintaining our environment here and protecting it. And it's just a really great community event, and we had to cancel it because of COVID this year, and I was really kind of down about it.
Yeah.
You know, and I went out yesterday and picked up trash on my own and just ran into a couple people that were also doing it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I was so surprised. I don't know why I should be surprised by that, because we have such wonderful people here. But it just really brought my spirit back up to see that. And I miss that event. I know I'm going to miss so many events this summer, because we're just a town that has all these wonderful, you know, volunteer and community activities that without those things, I think, you know, our town feels a little bit hollow, right? We need that vibrancy back. So.
Some of those things are starting back up, though, I'm happy to say.
I'm glad Cinema in the Green is back. You're right. That is an incredible event to start with COVID that can function. That's going to be good. And I think there's other things. Dog Day. So we have a dog day where anybody with their dog, your new puppy, would be a good contestant for our dog day. That's being organized still.
Yeah. So tell me about the puppy day, or what is it? Dog day?
Dog day of August. And it actually started with myself and Sharon Smith, who's passed away now and is in memory of her now. And it is a day to bring your dog and kind of just meet other people in Clooney Beach that have dogs. And we have these little events, find a bone on the beach, water retrieval, which, you know, my dog does not bring the ball back in, but will go out in the water and then drink it, which is fine. I mean, these events are not professional events, but it's just for fun.
It's just a fun day.
We give out awards on oldest dog and youngest dog and shortest dog and tallest dog and who knows what. So, you know, puppies are perfect to bring to the event, and because it's a good way to socialize.
Well, mine is... She gets a little spastic around other dogs. She gets, like, completely overexcited.
Yeah.
And wants to play constantly, whether the other dog wants to or not. Which can be a little embarrassing sometimes, because the other dogs will, like, snap at her.
Sure.
And she doesn't get it. She's like, no, I'm playing. We're going to play some more, right? She just doesn't understand that some dogs are old and tired.
Well, and it's a good mix of the dog day. It's got we have young puppies like with issues like that that are still just learning how to
socialize.
You know, yeah, socialize. And we have older dogs that are veteran, that are calm and We have this pair of corgis that I just, like, are adorable. We do this little pep raise in the beginning. They always dress up in the most fabulous costumes, these corgis do. And it's, like, one of my favorite things to see every year.
That's fun. So do we know when about this is going to happen? Do we have any idea?
Though they had a date in August, but with everything with COVID going on, I'm hesitant to say the actual day. I would rather look it up in August.
I just want to get a vague idea so that people will know when to think about looking for it.
Yeah, and it should be in our guidebook. Yeah, I know a lot of things in the guidebook, of course, have been canceled. But if you look in the Chamber of Commerce guidebook, mm-hmm. That date should still stand as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that just came out a little while ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you can pick it up at the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm.
Have they opened the doors to the Chamber of Commerce now? Because for a while they were keeping it locked.
Sure, I was there this week and they were open, okay. But they're just still starting with that. And I heard that this last couple weekends were better than Memorial Day weekend from a couple business owners. So,
really?
Well, you know, on Memorial Day, everybody still wasn't sure exactly how things were going to go. So it just seems to be getting better and better, and hopefully we'll see that continue.
We just have to be careful how we do it.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. It's such a difficult thing to navigate. In my own business, it's, been sort of touch and go. We've been figuring out how to navigate the rules and safety.
Your architect business?
Sure. Well, I meet with clients at their homes, their personal homes, right. And I know real estate agents struggle with the same.
Absolutely.
Same problems.
So has do you feel like this has hurt your business?
No, my business is doing well right now. Very well, actually. In fact, I just hired another full-time employee, so I really can't complain. Things are going very good.
The reason I asked is because one of the things I have noticed is around town that construction does not seem to have slowed down at all. I've seen, that's a noisy golf cart.
Yeah.
I've seen, a lot of new houses being built. I've seen a lot of refurbishment going on. Sure. Just through the whole thing from March onward, which is really when the construction season gets going, I suppose, as the weather just starts to turn warm enough to do outdoor construction, I've seen what seemed to me like more construction than ever.
I think there's a lot of pressure on the construction industry right now, and that things are moving and shaking. We had a boom from January and February. I mean, even early on in the year, we were doing very well. And when COVID hit, I would say I flatlined for a little while. But it kind of allowed me to catch up because I had already was on such an up curve. So it was going well then, but it just picked right back up from that kind of, it just flatlined for a little while. And that made me nervous, makes everybody nervous. Yeah. You know, what does that mean?
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen, but it's been okay now though, and getting better and better. A lot of this stuff on Irving, some of the stuff on Irving are projects I've done or have, already up. The Cabry's house, you talked to Mike about that.
Yeah, that's a really, I didn't get to go inside obviously, but it looks so cool from the outside.
Yeah, there's an addition on Irving, also a white home, used to be brick, and now it has an addition with a wraparound porch on it, kind of Key West style. I did that too. Yeah, lots of things going on right now.
And you're involved, obviously, in a lot of things in the town, it seems like. I mean, you've talked about the dog day and the cleanup and obviously your business, but aside from that. And then now you're you're currently the vice mayor.
I am.
How's that been for you?
It's been eye-opening. It has. First off, being mayor is a lot of work, and that's very clear to me. And doing the job of being a council member is a lot of work, and we should expect those people, those leaders in our community to step up, because it is not if you want to do it right, I mean, it's, you got to put some effort into it. And balancing the needs of the community and our budget has been especially in COVID. But it's also been wonderful because we're on the brink of so much goodness here. Just so much goodness, we're just so close to it.
So I was talking, for example, to Quinn Robertson, and he was telling me all this, basically what you just said, that we're like just on the precipice of some really, really cool stuff for the town, which is nice to hear. And I guess you're interested in trying to shepherd the town into that new era, because have you officially announced that you're going to run for mayor?
Yes, I have officially announced. I'm running for mayor. I'm on the ballot. I'm the official candidate, all of that.
And so being vice mayor hasn't put you off of that?
No, I think that it was the catalyst to running for mayor was that I felt like I needed to be a part of it, and that we need someone that understands where we come from. Mm. And I really mean where we've come from, because as a kid growing up here to where we are today is a major difference. And then the work for the last 12 years that I've been involved in the town leadership, you know, from the planning commission to town council now, and being vice mayor, this is the next natural step to getting us to where we're going to go. I mean, well, these big changes are coming. I mean, and it's exciting, and I feel like I've been a part of it, and it's time to continue to move that forward.
I mean, you've seen, obviously, having been born here, you've seen dramatic changes.
Dramatic.
Yeah, that's dramatic cool. Changes. I love that the town is kind of up and coming, if you will. And I certainly saw it as a diamond in the rough when I first came here.
In some ways, I hope it stays a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, you don't want to lose that charm.
No.
That what makes Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach. And that's important. And I think that's a thing that people talk about a lot is, like, you know, they like to see the town do well, but they don't want it to lose what it is, you know.
I know who we are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I know who we are here. I think we need to be true to that. We don't
Absolutely.
Need to be somebody we're not.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a lot of our own advantages here, right here. We have so much talent in town. I mean, just so much that, and so much willingness to volunteer and to step up to the plate. You doing this radio station, right? I mean, that's talent in town that has stepped up to the plate and is making a difference. And we're tapping into that left and right. And we're going to reap major rewards from that. And I just want to encourage everybody in town to keep using their talent.
Thank you. We're running out of time, believe it or not.
The
time flies when you're having fun, as they say. Is there anything else that I haven't asked you or that you want to talk about?
I think it is important to say just how much I love Colonial Beach. I just love this place. I've been a lot of places in my life. I don't know. I'm from here, you know, so a lot of people from here, you think, well, maybe they haven't seen the world, but I've lived in Italy. I've lived in Guatemala. I speak other languages. I have traveled to most continents at this point in my life.
Thought we could do a whole other show on you. Other places you've been.
I have been a lot of places, and I have a lot of travel stories, but I just love Colonial Beach. I love Colonial Beach.
So you came back here and you're not going anywhere, are you?
I am sure not going anywhere. Nope.
That's great. Robin Schick, thank you very much for visiting with me on the porch.
Thank you, Ted.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.